Today's episode wraps up our series around sustainability, and this is ultimately the segue episode between the series on sustainability and the next series on self-care. And in the next series, what you can expect after this week is a conversation with Corinne Smith, the founder of Affirmations of Wellness Yoga Studio in Oceanside, California. And in this conversation, we talk a little bit about yoga, and we spend the majority of the time talking about different massage techniques because Corinne is also a massage therapist and she practices several different modalities of massage and is familiar with quite a few different modalities and talks through the benefits of each one for different areas of concern and different specific concerns you may have. Then the week after that, Haley Fountain will be on the show. Haley is an integrative nutritionist based in Texas, and she shares a Tibetan sound bowl therapy session in that episode. We also talk all things health and wellness. And to round out this particular series, Jen Polson, the founder of Jen Polson Coaching. She's an energy coach. If you follow me on Instagram or are subscribed to Rain Organica's newsletter, I've talked about Jen on both of those platforms in more detail. And as we approach the air date for that particular episode, I'll share even more. This rounds out our episodes ahead of Thanksgiving. And after Thanksgiving, around that time, I will let you know what is next for the podcast. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Holistic Wellness, a podcast exploring the science and metaphysics of health and wellness. I'm your host, Brandi Searcy, founder and formulator at Rain Organica, where you'll find holistic skincare in one simple routine. All right. Just as your body has basic needs, your skin also has basic needs. And in fact, there are six main needs your skin requires. This is cleansing, exfoliating, moisturizing, nourishing, those go hand in hand. I typically treat those as synonymous with each other. There is a distinction between hydrating and nourishing. So, you know, just as your body has basic needs, so does your skin. And in fact, your skin has six main needs. These are cleansing, exfoliating, moisturizing, which is synonymous with hydrating, restoring, which is synonymous with nourishing, soothing, and protecting. In a previous podcast episode, we discussed each one of these six needs in detail. How I arrived at this list was looking at your skin's structure and function. How is your skin designed to work? And what helps it, what supports it in its basic function or in its functions? And your skin really is designed to renew. So this is part of that exfoliating piece of it. It's designed to renew. It's designed to shed the outermost layer, bring new layers up to replace that outermost layer, which is why exfoliating comes into it. We've talked previously about how your skin does this naturally using enzymes. We've talked about the optimal pH at which those enzymes work. And this, of course, being why I steer clear of alpha and beta hydroxy acids, because it goes against what is built in, what nature designed, how nature designed your skin to operate. which is at a pH within a pH range that is different from what either of those hydroxy acids induce within your skin and how they work to exfoliate. Cleansing, very basic. You know, we need to lift the dirt and oil off our skin in order for it to perform its best function. Your skin serves a protective barrier between you and the world. It serves a protective barrier even for things like sunlight, right? Helping to block those UV rays from penetrating the outermost dead layers of skin down into the living layers of skin. However, if we're able to support that, and here I do not mean through sunscreens, which I do not ascribe to. I've spent several podcast episodes, which you'll find linked, talking about sunscreens and what they're actually doing, how they're actually working, and how this is not beneficial to your skin or your body as a whole. What I mean here is to amplify and support your body and your skin's ability to meet its antioxidant reserves in this protective capacity. So your body naturally makes antioxidants. There are multiple pathways, multiple naturally occurring antioxidants within your body. And so it's continually making these things like glutathione. It's even able to regenerate vitamin C through a process of using several other antioxidants to regenerate that particular vitamin. This is something that I've also talked about before on the podcast. And of course, there are a plethora of other antioxidants within your body, superoxide dismutase, several other different types of enzymes, again, compounds like glutathione, and many others. What you're able to do with skincare is to provide, so just as with your diet, where you are providing additional nutrients, you're providing additional antioxidants in the food that you eat in an internal manner. If you think of your skincare as a topical diet for your skin, then all of a sudden we are viewing skincare in a whole different way. You know, it really is ultimately what it boils down to is skincare is an extension of your diet, and it is simply a topical diet for your skin. And when I feel like when I started viewing skincare in this way, it transformed my view of what is necessary to go into skincare products and what our ultimate goal is. Because when I first started making skincare, it was oftentimes, as an example, I would read about two different oils. Let's take argan oil and rosehip seed oil as an example. So read about both of these oils and think, wow, I want to include both because they, both offer different benefits to the skin. Now, when you instead take a look at these six categories, cleansing, moisturizing, restoring, and we're going to stop right there because in this example, any botanical oil would fall into this restoring category. And again, restoring being synonymous with nourishing. At their core, the botanical oils, that fatty acid fraction or the triglyceride content of those botanical oils is what we're looking at when we're talking about nourishing. So these help support the cellular membrane. Your cellular membrane is composed of lipids as the outer layer and then hydrophilic tails on the inside. It's a micelle layer. This is something we learned about in biology. It's not really necessary to know all of this, but they are oily components composing the cell membrane. And so these fatty acids in these botanical oils, and again, in the foods that you eat, have the capability of being integrated into those cell membranes. Now, there are key modifications that take place within your body, whether or not those are happening in your skin, because a lot of times this is part of first pass metabolism when you eat this internally. Ultimately, doesn't matter, because whether those fatty acids, those that are in triglyceride form in the botanical oils, whether those are directly integrated into your cellular membrane or not, doesn't matter, because there's a whole lot of extracellular stuff going on within your skin as well. In the extracellular matrix, or ECM, we have a wide variety of different components. Some of those are water-loving, like hyaluronic acid. Some of those are oil-loving, like ceramides, which you've likely heard of, and also oils. And so when we're talking this restoring, nourishing piece of it, typically your skin needs more of that, of those oils when you are washing it excessively, when it is dry outside. So this is why in the fall and the winter, and even the early spring, your skin craves that extra oil, that extra nourishment, these restorative ingredients, or these ingredients with restorative properties. And so when we start viewing botanical oils in that context as providing nourishment to the skin, then it's possible to break these botanical oils down even further and look at their constituents. And here we look at the fatty acid profile of different botanical oils. And then we also look at the other things that botanical oils add. And this is where the sum of its parts is greater than any individual thing. And so here is where we spread beyond restoring and nourishing capacity into some of these other skin needs, especially protecting. Most botanical oils have antioxidants. If we go back to our argan oil and rosehip seed example, both of these, so rosehip especially, is high in carotenoids. So these are vitamin A derivatives, either vitamin A precursors or in the vitamin A family somehow, like things like beta carotene, for an example. This lends that rich red color to rosehip seed oil. Argan oil, on the other hand, has so many naturally occurring antioxidants as well. Its phytosterol content, there are multiple papers showing that it provides a degree of SPF protection, so actually sun protective factor. And so when we are looking at these, we want to look at these constituents as well and see what is this adding to the overall blend. And where I'm going with this is you don't have to have a product that contains 30 different botanical oils in order to meet your skin's needs. Instead, you can have a very well-developed product that has just a few, like say maybe two or three different botanical oils, and still be able to meet your skin's needs because of the distinct profile of these botanical oils and what they offer the overall blend, plus what other ingredients are being incorporated into that formula. And so this is where, when I'm looking at what botanical oils to potentially incorporate into a formula, because if you've been here a minute, you've heard me talk about this before. I am not a fan of products that do not contain oils at all. I think those of us, especially who struggle with oily skin and acne-prone skin, we are so oil averse, and it's at a detriment to our skin, because oftentimes what is happening, we are over cleansing and we are over exfoliating, and this is throwing our skin out of balance. And so our skin is seeking to regenerate and create the things that it needs. And one of the things that it needs is that oil. Oil, again, falling into this restoring and nourishing category, like this is one of your skin's needs. And so skin ups its sebum production, which is sebum is the natural oil that your skin makes. So skin ups its sebum production, and then this launches us into this vicious cycle of over cleansing to remove that excess oil, which is sending the message to your skin that it needs to generate more oil in order to supply, in order to make it happy, in order to meet its needs, in order for it to feel like it's being nourished and it is safe. And ultimately, at the end of the day, your body and your skin want to feel safe. And this ties a lot into mindfulness. This ties a lot into self-care, because ultimately this is the goal of any kind of self-care. It's not just a mental state. It is sending that message, spreading that message to your body, spreading that message to your skin that it is safe. And once your skin feels safe, then it's able to sink into what it naturally does, find balance, and what this results in, because it is healthier and happier. Now you are happier with your outward appearance and how your skin looks. So that was a long way of saying, when you're looking at skincare products, you don't have to look for the product that has, again, 30 different botanical oils. You're just looking for the one that has a robust, that uses botanical oils robustly, that uses botanical oils, perhaps in conjunction with additional ingredients that support skin's ability to restore itself, skin's ability to nourish itself. And so what would some of those other ingredients be? Well, ceramides are one. And Rainier Ganica's night lotion, Eventide, includes ceramides for that purpose. Ceramides have been found to be beneficial both for acne prone and also dry skin, because again, they drive towards that balance and help your skin feel safe and find a balance in sebum production. When we're talking soothing ingredients, oftentimes the conversation begins and ends with aloe. And there are additional soothing ingredients as well, things like cucumber and rose distillate. Does a product have to have all three? No, it doesn't. Anything that provides an anti-inflammatory aspect, so things like green tea extract, even oils, like many botanical oils are also soothing. And so this goes again at looking at their entire composition and their entire profile to see what they provide to a formulation. Again, when we're talking soothing ingredients, you don't have to have everything in the kitchen sink. This was something that this took me over a decade to learn. Is that it's possible to develop something very elegant formulation that works well for as wide a range of people as possible, essentially everyone, just by distilling down what your goal is. And again, our goal is to support these six skin needs. When we're talking protecting, touched on this already, this is antioxidants. And so whether those are oil-soluble antioxidants like vitamin E, water-soluble antioxidants like vitamin C, with vitamin C, even though we've talked about it before, I'm going to mention it here again, with vitamin C, you want a stabilized version of vitamin C. The ones that are that have the most research behind them as being the most effective are the phosphates. Whether this is, so vitamin C, the INCI name for it is ascorbic acid. What happens it is so quick to break down in a formula that it's not really possible to use that ascorbic acid in a water product without it breaking down before you're able to use it. Now, there are things like SkinCeuticals CE ferulic with vitamin C, vitamin E, and ferulic acid. SkinCeuticals puts a ton of time and effort into researching. The SkinCeuticals actually does clinical trials. And so they were able to find a specific ratio of vitamin C, vitamin E, and ferulic acid that was stable. You will notice that that particular formulation has lots of other ingredients, like it's not a purely water-based formula. So when we're talking, by and large, ascorbic acid readily breaks down in water because it is such an incredible antioxidant. So the thing with antioxidants is they're unstable. The reason they are unstable is because they take the hit for you. They take the hit for your skin cells. They take the hit for your body cells and sacrifice themselves to save your cells from taking the brunt of that energy, which is in the form of a free radical or a reactive oxygen species or even a reactive nitrogen species. So, when we're talking vitamin C, it's really important in a normal formulation. So, first of all, ascorbic acid has a low pH. The pH of ascorbic acid in water is somewhere between 3 and 4, and this is very acidic. So there are vitamin C derivatives, specifically ones that are water soluble, and these are phosphates. So this would be either sodium ascorbyl phosphate, vitamin C with a phosphate group attached to it, and then because that is a negative ion, it has a counter ion, which is either sodium or magnesium. So you have sodium ascorbyl phosphate or magnesium ascorbyl phosphate. These are both water soluble. Your body knows how to handle phosphates. Your body is very adept at taking the phosphate group off of a molecule so that it's then able to use the molecule. The other thing about these is they are both water soluble, and because they're in a salt form instead of as a free acid, as ascorbic acid, they have a higher pH. In fact, it's really easy to generate a finished product with a pH around 7, and usually you have to, add a little bit of a titrant in to reduce that pH. And we've talked about this a little bit before, how citric acid and lactic acid are actually used as pH adjusters to reduce the pH in a formula. So we've talked about that previously on the podcast. Just mention it here again, as those being two of the common pH adjusters or pH modifiers to reduce the pH, because you do want a finished product, especially if it's going to be a leave-on product of probably between 5 and 6, maybe up to 6.5, in your finished product. And again, this goes back to something that I've talked about pretty extensively before, is the optimal pH of your skin. You'll find that linked in today's show notes. There is another class of vitamin C analogs that are oil soluble. This is ascorbyl. Why am I drawing a blank on this? It's the most common ascorbyl palmitate. Hang on just a sec. I'm going to look this one up. It is ascorbyl palmitate. For this one, there is increased research in more recent years that it is not the best for your skin. Rain Organica only uses either sodium ascorbyl phosphate or magnesium ascorbyl phosphate. Again, water soluble derivatives or water soluble analogs of vitamin C. So we've covered, let's see, when we're talking antioxidants, I alluded to botanical oils containing things like phytosterols. botanical oils containing additional vitamins beyond vitamin C and vitamin E, which are, renowned antioxidants. There are a few additional ingredients that are used in an antioxidant capacity in a formula. Typically, anytime you see green tea extract, it's serving two purposes, both that anti-inflammatory or that soothing aspect, and then also is in an antioxidant capacity. Again, you don't need all of these. This is something else that, in my early days of formulating, I was also playing around a lot with adding things that weren't particularly stable, like superoxide dismutase, which again is an incredible antioxidant. But if you're going to put it in there and then it's going to, oxidize before it gets out the door, it's serving the opposite property, in the finished product. So this goes to really looking for stable forms of it, being sure that during the process, the manufacturing process, ingredients are being incorporated in a manner so that their properties are not destroyed during the process, during the manufacture. Exfoliating. This is one where I love to rely on ingredients that are naturally occurring within your skin or ingredients that support your skin's natural function. And this one we've talked about quite a bit before. Again, spent an entire episode on this. How, when you support, so exfoliation is an inside out process within your skin. It is not a top-down process like it is when you apply something topical. So what you want to do is support the cells at the base layer within your skin. You want to support them, and then you want to support the desquamation enzymes, the keratinocyte, I'm drawing a blank on the exact enzyme here too. Let me double check this before I say something. So the enzyme is known as the stratum corneum chymotryptic enzyme, stratum corneum chymotryptic enzyme. And what this does is it goes in and it breaks down kind of the glue that's holding together the keratinocytes, which are the outer layer of skin, and this allows exfoliation to happen normally. However, when we're looking at this whole process, and again, this is something we've talked about previously, we've talked about how that pH gradient from the outermost layer of your skin down to the living layers, the basal layers of your skin, how that pH gradient is very important to how well these enzymes work, to how well keratinocytes release. The keratinocytes on the surface of your skin actually exfoliate, actually release, and shed as they should. And the other aspect of this is the health of the cells of those living cells in that basal layer. And so ingredients like niacinamide, ingredients like L-carnitine, which L-carnitine kind of has some of the same properties as a beta hydroxy acid, but it's not a beta hydroxy acid. So it helps support desquamation or exfoliation without actually altering the pH gradient, which is so important to healthy cellular turnover. Niacinamide is an ingredient that is supportive of the energy of those living layers of the skin. So, the concept is when you apply niacinamide or L-carnitine to the surface of your skin, that it is going to penetrate, it's going to absorb into the skin and reach those living layers to be supportive of the overall processes. Now, the caveat to this is without actually doing clinical testing, this is a theory that it is absorbing. And so this is why Claims are really tricky when we're talking about skincare because as soon as you make any kind of claim that an ingredient is penetrating, an ingredient is supporting living layers, then you're stepping from a topical skincare product over into the realm of a drug, which requires clinical trials before release to market. And so, even though regardless of what the research says, and regardless of what research papers say, regardless of how an ingredient is sold to a company itself has to be really careful about what claims they're making, especially label claims, even claims in conversation and in web text, because it's possible to find yourself in trouble with the FDA by making these claims that are unsubstantiated because they haven't been tested in a structured clinical trial. So, when we're talking exfoliation, I think this is the one piece where I'll just say that those are my two favorite ingredients for supporting the exfoliation process. And it's because they kind of support a ground up or base layer up exfoliation process. I'm not a huge fan of supporting of like a top down approach. I'm also of the mind that any kind of physical, the exception being any kind of physical exfoliation. So this is, the act of scrubbing. When we're talking the act of scrubbing, my preference is always actually a physical action, like a mechanical action. So like using a washcloth rather than using something such as crushed shells or crud. And here, when I say crushed shells, I mean crushed hulls from things like nuts, so crushed walnut hulls or crushed walnut shells. I don't mean shells as in the shells that you find at the beach. Just to be clear. The reason for that is because I feel like things such as a washcloth are still much gentler in the exfoliation process. And so I think that's kind of my take on exfoliation is to be gentle to your skin and to be supportive to your skin. This comes back around to, what makes your skin happy. So, with all of this, how does Grain Organica meet these needs in three products? Well, the very first product is Leave No Trace Cleanser. And this cleanser is cream-based. It is essentially a clean version of cold cream. This particular cleanser has candelilla wax to give it that creamy consistency. That is also what helps it to feel the way it does as you're massaging it into your skin. It's what lends to it being such a great makeup remover and so great at removing oils from your skin because like dissolves like. So when you're using it, also has Metaphalm seed oil and a couple of other different types of botanical oils as well. We're just hitting the highlights of the ingredients here. So as you're massaging this into your skin, or onto your skin, that candelilla wax is kind of maintaining that feel that you're going for, keeping it from absorbing into your skin as well, and really helping it to emulsify like whatever's sitting on your skin. And then the Metaphalm seed oil is working in tandem with that candelilla wax to do the same thing. This cleanser also features dead sea mud. So I know dead sea mud is it's sexy. I mean, let's just say what it is. It's sexy. I've talked in a previous episode about how, regardless of whether it's dead sea mud, rasool clay, French clay, sea silt, what are some activated charcoal? They're all doing the same thing. They're all serving the same benefits on your skin, which is to help pull those deeper impurities, those deeper lying oils out to the surface so that they can be washed away. Now, the thing with dead seed mud is it imparts some of these additional properties because it is so mineral rich. You are able to get some of those same properties with some of these other ones, specifically sea silt. And also these clays are mineral rich, just they typically happen to be rich in different minerals. One of the main benefits of dead sea mud is its rich sulfur content. Where I'm going with this is I don't know how sustainable dead sea mud is. And so this is something that Rain Organica is exploring as possibly reformulating so it does not include dead sea mud. This will, you know, require further research on my part. It's just something I'm going to throw out there. Right now it has dead sea mud in it. And again, that serves two purposes. It helps in the cleansing activity and then also helps to restore and nourish. And this is something that I didn't talk about because normally, especially with nourish, we think of that as being oils and oil-soluble ingredients. However, these minerals are essential for life. And especially if you're not getting enough these in your diet, they are beneficial when you apply them topically. So that is the cleanser. It's a very gentle cleanser. It, when you wash it off your skin is left feeling plump and clean, which is kind of a hard combo to achieve. This is one that was, you know, very, very intentionally designed to do that. Moving on to the toner. The toner is oil-free. It features aloe, cucumber distillate or cucumber hydrosol, and rose hydrosol. It also features vitamin C, which again, as an insoluble phosphate, which I did not mention. The Leave No Trace cleanser also features vitamin C and licorice root. So licorice root extract is amazing at helping to soothe the skin. Vitamin C, of course, is an antioxidant in both of these products. And my take on it is, in case there's any residual amount of cleanser left on your skin, then these ingredients would be already supporting and already helping to protect your skin. So moving back to the toner, this toner smells like cucumber. It is just, yeah, the smell is incredible. It smells like cucumber. It's honestly very simple in the ingredients list and very beautiful in how it behaves on your skin. Now, the intention of a toner historically has been as a second cleansing step. So what the toning step actually does, if you have hard water, then it helps to remove any residual cleanser from your face. It helps to remove any of those hard water residues from your face, and it helps to reset your skin's pH after the cleansing step. If you're using Leave No Trace cleanser, this is already a cleanser that has kind of a lower pH comparatively speaking to most cleansers. So if you're using something like a soap, a bar soap, typically the pH of those is between 8 and 9, depending on the company. If you're using a quality bar soap, the pH is likely between 8 and 9. With Leave No Trace cleanser, the pH is actually between 6 and 7. The toner, still with a pH of around 6, helps to, you know, reset that pH at the outermost layer of your skin, and this helps to maintain the proper pH gradient as you move through those layers of skin, as you move through this from the surface down to the living layers of skin. That is the role of the toner. Historically, again, is to serve as step two of your cleanser, of your cleansing step, and then also to reset the skin's pH. Now, this toner, because it features so many soothing ingredients and because it features vitamin C, has a soothing and protective capacity as well. Moving on to step three. First Light Day and Night Moisturizer. This moisturizer is great to use both day and night. It does a number of things. It has meadowfoam seed oil, hemp seed oil in it. These both and a little bit of olive oil. These oils all help to again provide your skin that support that it's seeking, that feel good, that safety blanket, that it's getting the oils that it needs and it doesn't have to overdo it on sebum production. I love meadowfoam seed oil because it is so similar to jojoba oil. Both of these are kind of more, these meadowfoam seed oil has very long chain fatty acids in it. They're saturated fatty acids, they're longer chain than most. It's a very stable oil, very shelf stable oil, has a high level of vitamin E in it. When I was choosing which oil to use, there's lots of different research on how these oils behave in different studies. There's one where participants were applying meadowfoam seed oil or different botanical oil, I don't remember which one now, to their forearm and before and after pictures. And it was just, there was a stark contrast between what the people using meadowfoam seed oil look like, what their forearms look like before and after versus, the comparator botanical oil. Meadowfoam seed oil, it's also a very sustainable oil because it's grown in the Pacific Northwest. It's grown during the off season when farmers are unable to plant different crops. So it's a very sustainable oil. Let's see. Then some of the other things that First Light offers is it is rich in antioxidants. So specifically, it has resveratrol and vitamin C, again, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate in it. These are both incredible antioxidants, and it also features two different peptides that these are skin beneficial peptides. Both One in particular is helpful before or during and after UV exposure, just helping with cellular repair. The second one is a very soothing peptide. So, speaking of soothing ingredients, again, you'll find hydrosols in this lotion as well, and you'll also find aloe in this lotion. So as I'm looking at this list, I realized we didn't dive very deep into moisturizing. So moisturizing, again, synonymous with hydrating. This is really the water-loving ingredients that are helping to bind water within your skin. Lots of times, soothing ingredients such as aloe lap over into this hydrating ingredients as well. Hyaluronic acid or sodium hyaluronate is another incredible hydrating ingredient. And First Light Day and Night Lotion features hyaluronic acid or sodium hyaluronate, the salt form of hyaluronic acid. All three of these, so Leave No Trace Cleanser, Light Mist Toner, and First Light Day and Night Lotion were specifically made to work for all skin types. First Light is a very lightweight lotion. It soaks into your skin very quickly, leaves your skin feeling great. And like you don't have that tacky afterfeel. It just soaks in and leaves it feeling kind of like nothing sitting on the surface of your skin, which kind of is what you want, right? Like that clean feeling, carrying over that clean feeling. In this way, these three ingredients, again, the Leave No Trace cleanser, the Light Mist Toner, and the First Light Day and Night Lotion, meet all of your skin's needs. Then Rain Organica offers three mix-in products for you to customize your routine. The best seller of those three is I Am Enough Botanical Oil. So this botanical oil, you add a drop or two to a pump of your face lotion in the palm of your hand, mix it really briefly and then apply to your skin. And in this way, you have just created your very own custom face lotion. Lots of people use this year round. Especially if you live in a drier climate, like kind of the Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, those areas. Lots of people use it year round. Lots of clients also use this one year round to make their own custom eye cream because oftentimes, we feel like we need a little extra nourishment in the eye area. And so you can apply First Light all over your face and then to, maybe half a pump of First Light, add a drop or even 2 drops of the botanical oil and add it. I also have one client who swears by it for helping with his acne. So, and he uses it by itself without combining with a lotion. So this is where you can mix it, you can swap it, you can substitute it. Mix or swap. That's what the three extra products that Rain Organica offers are. Eventide Night Lotion. This is one that I love, and oftentimes I swap this one for First Light Day and Night when I'm struggling with acne. So, this one includes L-carnitine and niacinamide. It does not have resveratrol or vitamin C in it. However, it still has those same two peptides that First Light Day and Night Lotion has. So it's a little lower on the protective end and it supports exfoliation. So it is one to, if you're using this one during the daytime, I typically take extra precaution and, be sure that I'm wearing a hat. If it's a day when I know I'm going to be out in the sun quite a bit, I typically will opt to use First Light during the day and then Eventide at night. It's one though that I definitely reach to when either I have acne flares or when I feel like I'm might be about to break out, then I'll swap in Eventide for First Light. And then the last of these is one that you just use on top of everything else, and that's Marine Layer Antioxidant Mist. I don't wear sunscreen. Marine Layer Mist is a blend of vitamin C, so again, that ascorbyl phosphate with three peptides. The same two that are in First Light and Eventide, and then a third one that really also amplifies cellular repair after sun exposure. This is a great product to use. So apply it before you're out in the sun. I'll apply it about 30 minutes before I get into the water to give it time to soak in. Oftentimes I'll apply it that morning too to give it even more time to soak in, give it time to layer. Apply it about 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes before I get into the water. And then also, diligently apply it after a day in the sun. That one has definitely helped me to peel less after sun exposure. And again, with that, linked in today's show notes, you'll find links over to other episodes where I talk more about, my strategy for safe sun exposure. All right. So, in a nutshell, what we did today was again talk more about Rain Organica's philosophy around skincare. Then we talked about the three, so we talked about your skin's six main needs, and then we talked about the three universal products here at Rain Organica, the Leave No Trace Cleanser, the Light Mist Toner, and the First Light Day and Night Lotion. And then we talked about the three products that let you, allow you, customize your routine for your skin. And the beauty of that is you're able to customize for every single season with these three extra products. One of the things that I didn't even mention is the Ayurvedic herbs that each of these formulas include. This is something, you know, we've talked about before, so I'll probably just link over to it. But again, because we're covering so much in this episode, there's not really time to cover everything. So, you know, rather than try to get into that here, I feel like it's just easier to, you know, refer to those other episodes. And then that way, if this concept of Ayurveda is new to you, you're also able to listen to some of those primer episodes or some of those Ayurveda 101 episodes at your leisure, rather than feeling like you have no idea like what I'm talking about. This really lends into the balance of these formulas as well. The concept of Ayurveda or the Ayurvedic concepts along with what specific Ayurvedic herbs are included in these products. All right. So to give you a glimpse at what we're talking about next on the podcast, we are next week on November 3rd, episode I recorded with Corinne Smith, the owner of Affirmations Wellness Yoga Studio in Oceanside, is airing. Then on November 10th, I wanted to share an episode that I recorded with Haley Fountain. Haley also shares a Tibetan singing bowl experience at the end of that episode. So these are both two beautiful episodes. There's another one that I really want to share with by now she's my friend, my energy coach, Jen Polson, will be mid-November as well. This is one that we'll probably save. Jen and I recorded two sessions and we'll probably save the second one. Like, honestly, both of these really should go in season four. Like, they mesh with that material so much better. I want you to experience Jen. I mean, she is so incredible. And I think especially ahead of Thanksgiving, because, you know, Thanksgiving can be very stressful, especially, it can be. So anyways, I wanted you to experience Jen ahead of that. So I'm going to go ahead and share one of those episodes in this season. All right. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you know someone who would enjoy today's episode, please take a quick second, hit that share button, send this over to them. And before you go, if you would leave a 5-star review, this helps so much with spread the word about this podcast. And when you take a screenshot of your review and send it over to me at hey@rainorganica.com, hey@rainorganica.com, or rainorganica@gmail.com. Either one of those gets to me. You'll receive something in return. All right, be sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss these upcoming episodes. And until next time. Bye.